It's a fisherman.
And like, there's 18 of us just shooting the shit out of this guy.
I know.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
And I'm Steve.
And before we get into anything, I just have to apologize for not hanging out with everybody last week because, yeah. You know, obviously you missed it.
There was sicknesses. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
However, we have maybe a world record breaking show today.
We do. Why?
If you can remember Joe from Jim Joe Steve Show, he is live.
I was the second name in that show. You were. An added bonus, we are on location. I've always wanted to say that.
We are live at the Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon in St. Pete.
Overlooking the scenic St. Pete.
Central Avenue.
Yes. Where they are setting up, I guess they're having a Grand Prix, or what do they call that?
Yeah.
A Grand Prix.
Some sort of Grand Prix.
Which we will not be here for.
Yeah, I think it happens on the day after everybody's gone.
And yeah, probably next weekend.
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday. Oh.
If you happen to be here and staying at the Ponce de Leon.
Sorry.
Well, every room is different.
I mean, I'm looking out the window, and you could literally sit in your room and view the race from like literally right here. So
tickets probably. Rates for this hotel are probably like $300 next week,
and that's triple the cost.
That's true. Yeah, triple what it is.
So why are we all together? What are we doing? Why are we here?
We are kind of resurrecting the guys' trip that we had.
We've told many stories about.
Most of our fondest memories of our older youth, younger adult years come from our yearly guys' trip, which came to a screeching halt about 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have not been able to duplicate everyone being in the same city since that day.
And it took me booking a round of golf that nobody else was allowed to play in for us to make it down here.
and it magically happened. Before we go on, I just wanted to say one thing. Recently, the Steve household had a loss in its family.
Oh, what happened?
So we had a cat, Monster, who my wife had for 17 years, passed away.
Monster was a good cat.
Yeah, Monster liked
you. Monster liked you.
Yeah. She definitely liked you. But, you know, it happened. She was 17 years old. It happened.
Death is undefeated.
Yes. But what is not undefeated is your wife then asking you, why does your podcast post Happy National Pets Day the next day?
Oh, that's tough.
Well, at that moment that our social media manager posted that, I think they were unaware tragedy going on and the internal struggles of the Steven household.
You guys didn't send out a company-wide email?
No, I didn't get anything. It was kind of it's funny now in retrospect, but my wife texts me and is like, what the hell are you doing with the podcast? We just lost Monster, and you're saying everybody send me pictures of your pets. Jim didn't know. So,
well, let's kick off the show, Steve.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, I have something that is definitely going to involve people doing manly things.
Oh, and we have the most manliest podcast.
We do have the most.
I mean, we could have just called it
Joe Rogan too.
As I'm drinking a drink called Ladies Night.
Oh man. Now what was better, the drink last night that you had called Ladies Night or the drink that you had last night called The Goddess?
The Goddess was probably one of the top 5 drinks I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
It was pretty good.
It was phenomenal.
I also had 2 of them.
Very sneakily, if I may, because I didn't know that you ordered one.
It is a weird thing, like going into a bar and having to order, like, you have to fully embrace the I'm just going to order a girly drink, and I don't give a
shit. Well, the crazy thing is they were all named, like, a very feminine name. There wasn't anything that said, like, chest hair.
That was the, that was the coffee shop this morning.
And it was also where we ate last night.
All the drinks last night were?
All the goddess. There was nothing that... Nothing on that special, like that drink menu that they give you,
yeah,
was anything that a man would want to order out loud.
Huh.
And I liked how the waiter tried to appeal to my, like, I guess, mandom by saying, we'll just call it the god.
And you're like, no.
I
want, call give me the goddess.
It, call it what it is. Right. Let's call a spade a spade.
This thing better come with a tampon floating in it.
Yeah. But the ladies' night, I was not going to order this tonight, but we went attached to our hotel is a bar, and we have now become friends with
semi-celebrities.
Yeah,
when we walk in, the bartenders cheer.
Yeah, they all know who we are. So when I came down, they said, are you going to order a ladies' night? And I said, probably. And then the owner and the one waitress from last night was like, you gotta order it. And I said, okay, I'll order it. So
I have a picture of you enjoying your first ladies' night.
All right,
I'll post it on our social
media.
Definitely
should post it.
I will build on your manliness, and I have the most Russian story.
I think this hotel is every person working here is Russian.
There's a I think it might be another radio show. I don't think it's a podcast. I think it's a radio show, but they play a game called Russia or Florida or something.
It was
like that.
It was
Loveline.
Loveline.
Oh, Loveline did that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize
that
was that old.
That was 25 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Late breaking. And we are in a probably a Russian-owned hotel in
Eastern
Florida.
European.
All right. I'm just going to narrow it down.
Tomato. This story intrigues me to no end. And I tried to verify it on a couple different sites. And I got the same story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this as true.
All right.
I don't think you could give me another story that was more Russian than what I'm about to tell you.
Is it someone drinking vodka with potatoes?
Shoving potatoes up their ass.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Luxury ocean liners in Russia are offering pirate hunting cruises in which very wealthy sportsmen can pay up to $5,000 per day. And what they do is they sail through the most dangerous waters in hopes to be attacked by pirates. And once you do get attacked by pirates, what you can do is you can use grenade launchers, machine guns, and rocket launchers.
Get the fuck
to,
out of here.
To defend yourself from the pirates, and they deliberately travel, and I'm going to butcher this name, but Djibouti in
Djibouti.
Yep. Yeah. Djibouti in Somalia.
Jesus Christ.
My eye, like I am on
Djibouti.
He's on a couple.
You're lucky that I'm can even see this right now. But they travel from Djibouti in Somalia to Mombasa in Kenya, and they cruise deliberately close to the coast at 5 nautical miles in hopes to attract the interest of said pirates.
I like that they are calling it a pirate hunting expedition, but they're I guess legal reasoning for being able to launch RPGs at them is in self-defense.
Yeah, so I was about to say let's unpack this and say because once you are in those waters, it's not like you are intentionally. Well, they're intentionally wanted want to see pirates. But yes. Once a pirate is in your vicinity, it's a life or death matter. Like, you have to either protect yourself or they're going to steal your ship.
Yeah.
So at that point, you're like, now I can use an RPG. Now I can shoot. Absolutely. Fucking crazy
things. And I don't know if they deliberately advertise as pirate hunting cruises or if that just kind of become the street slang for it because of really what it is.
It just says, come here, pirates, like on the side of the fucking boat.
Yeah, like, you know what's like pretty terrible about that is like the people that are doing the pirating. Like, we all saw Captain Phillip or whatever.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Everyone says
but that. It's like, I think they are dangerous things that happen. Well, 100% they're dangerous things that happen. But these people have turned it into a business. Like, their business model is pirating boats that come really close. And, like, these guys are taking it as a fucking...
Yeah.
Get out of jail free guard to go kill people.
Dude, it that is a very Russian thing.
That is
I've seen, like, TikToks of people... where they prepare to go through the Red Sea.
Oh, and they're wrapping the boat in barbed wire. And like,
yeah. And they have hoses to like spray the... Go away, pirate.
Okay, a little quiz for you and everybody listening. How much do you think an assault rifle goes for per day? Because you get on the boat and you still have to... It's almost like a fishing boat and you're buying your bait, right? Like, you have to pay for the bait. So how much is an AK-47... per day.
An AK-47, a Russian-made rifle. So that's going to be on the cheaper end. I'm assuming...
Is it in rubles or dollars?
Great question.
It's in dollars.
$500 a day?
I'm going to say 80 bucks a day.
Then you will both be surprised at the value of an AK-47.
$4 a day.
$8.50 a day and comes with 100 rounds of ammo.
It's only $8?
Yeah. The 100 rounds of ammo is $11.50. So about $20 you're renting an AK-47 with 100 rounds of ammo.
So my thought process was that if you are going to, like, you're on the boat, you're going to need this AK-47. So we're going to charge you a lot for it. Because if you don't have it...
Well, the cruise already costs $5,000 a day.
You thought they were going to hold you hostage?
Yeah.
Now, just as backup, the cruises are protected by ex-special forces.
Oh, so they're ready to pounce if shit goes down?
Now, can you imagine...
That is just that. I mean, and that makes it even more fucked up. Like, you're going in there with superior weapons for $8 a day, and you've got it, and you're bringing backup just in case things get a little too hairy. Right.
Today, we went to an Orioles game. If I would have won the 50-50, I would be now booking that trip. I would kill so many pirates.
Could you just imagine, though, like, all of us sitting around on a cruise ship? I mean, because you're not looking out at sea the whole time, right? There's people probably doing that for you. You're drinking, you're having a jolly jubilee time.
Someone's watching the fish finder.
And then the siren or the whatever alert goes off and we're all like, oh yeah, like grab our AK-47. And there's probably like one pirate in a little tiny, you know, one motor
boat. It's a fisherman.
And like, there's 18 of us just shooting the shit out of this guy.
I know. It is funny because, like, the pirates will probably pull up to the side of the boat, and then there's, like, 50 guests that come over the side.
Just wait just, and cheering. Cheering. Like, thank God.
It's not like they want to get away from them. They want them to get closer. They're attracting them.
They're driving slower so the boats can catch up to them easier.
It's the most dangerous hunt.
The most dangerous game.
Most dangerous game.
I mean, you know... Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, and I guess that's the ultimate stupid prize.
Oh, yeah.
If you were rich and had expendable income where, you know, money was no object, would you go on one of these cruises?
Man, I'm...
You're considering it?
No. Oh. I'm just taking a breath because I just took a drink. Oh. I am all for self-defense. If it was my life or your life, and I have my firearm, I'm shooting to kill.
Okay.
I cannot go into a situation...
Where you're trying to kill?
I'm hoping somebody lets me shoot them.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that is like walking down the worst part of Baltimore with a $100 bill in one pocket, a gun in the other one, but you got a sniper over your shoulder watching your back just in case you can't get your gun out.
And yelling
enough.
The hard R.
Right.
Yeah. Just hoping.
Right.
Yeah.
That is fucked up.
I cannot consciously go, that seems like something I would do.
So I want to say I wouldn't do that, but I can't say I won't. I wouldn't. I would want to shoot a rocket launcher at a boat.
I mean, would you be okay shooting a rocket launcher at an empty boat? Because, like, you can do that kind of thing. You can pay money and go shoot a tank.
You know, probably.
You want to kill a person?
Now, in all fairness, that person. That person has the mindset that they could be wanting to kill you. They just don't know that they're walking into a trap. They're still that bad person.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're any better at that moment, but they are going into the situation potentially knowing they are going to kill you.
Yeah. So if you're in that situation and you're just like, if I don't, because once you're there, it's either I do this or they're going to get on this boat, regardless of that, you put yourself in that situation.
I mean, yeah, but these people are doing it not because it's like, oh, did I want to take a job at Tiro or do I want to go pirate people? They're pirating people and risking their lives to do this because they live in these countries that have the fucking worst governments in history.
Not my fault.
Motherfucker, move.
I know. You want to go where the food is.
I get your theory,
yeah.
But that still doesn't also diminish
your
life or theirs at that moment.
Totally.
You're just willfully going into that
situation.
You're
going there for the fun
of the fact that you're not on the shipping container
you're going there for sport.
Yes.
They're going there for feeding their family.
Yes. I mean, in a way, it's the same as going into the wilderness and going, I'm going to attract a bear, purposely attract a bear out of the woods to chase me so I can shoot its fucking head off with a bazooka.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
But I mean, in some ways, people do that. But when a human, I do understand there is another element to that,
yeah,
which is why I wouldn't do it. I think it's pretty fucked up. I would say the pirates know what they're getting into. Someone breaks into your house.
Yeah.
If you leave your door open, that doesn't invite someone there. But if you...
I wonder if they know there's new human hunting tourism.
I mean, that might curb that. Do you think it would curb it? Or do they just
That's
up their game?
That's an interesting thought. Yeah. What is the causation of this new industry piping up? That would be a weird thing if
they're doing it for the world
because the risk just got so much greater because people are paying. It's so fucked up.
Or maybe there's a finite amount of pirates and you kill them all and there's just no pirates left.
Yeah.
It kills the pirate hunting industry, and it also just kills the pirates. Win-win. Right?
I know. I can't see anything wrong with it.
I think I'm talking myself into this. The more I talk about it, the more I'm saying, well, maybe this isn't such a bad thing after all. You know, you got to kill a couple tomatoes to get a better tomato.
I might bring my own AK-47.
Yeah, I get a discount.
Because I feel like once you're there... They give you your menu of weapons to use. Do you not buy all of them?
I mean, if you have enough money to pay $5,000 a day,
yeah,
and you're basically drifting. So I don't know how many days it is, a week. I mean,
you gotta look like an injured animal so that they go closer.
You know what I think I might want? A hand grenade. It's more personal. It's how far can you throw? You know what I mean? It's like me and you.
Yeah.
How far do you think you could throw a hand grenade?
On a moving boat to another moving boat.
And that's what I mean. That's like beating the bear with your bare hands.
Dude, knots are slow.
It's like killing a wild animal with your bare hands. If I can see the whites of your eyes, you know, I don't want an AK-47 or some bazooka.
You want it to feel personal.
if you're in the mindset of...
You want to hear him say, oh shit, there's a grenade.
If you're going on a cruise in hopes to murder another human, I think you should earn it. That's all I'm saying.
You have to let them board the boat, and then you have to stab them. Like that guy in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he die in that incident as well, though?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
But he let the guy go, and then that same guy came back and ended up killing him.
Here's a question.
That's why you don't let pirates go.
Here's a question for you.
Or Nazis.
What is the largest animal you think you could kill with your bare hands? Let's close our eyes and walk through the woods. You're by yourself. You're on a nice hike. Next thing you know, blank is right in front of you.
Okay, so it's going to attack me. I could probably kill a coyote. I don't know if I could kill a wolf. Like, I'm definitely not killing a bear.
Do you know how big a wolf is?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I could kill a wolf.
A wolf is like three times the size of your largest dog.
They're that big?
Yeah,
they're,
wolves are huge. That's what I'm saying.
You never see a wolf in comparison to another animal, but if you see a wolf and where you can say, hold a banana next to it, you realize how big a goddamn wolf is.
Yeah, like I feel like I could kill, like I definitely kill a fox.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can all
kill foxes.
Foxes could kill. I could kill them.
Yeah.
Probably a coyote, because coyotes are small. Like, as big as wolves are, coyotes are small.
But coyotes are sneaky.
They are, but it's attacking you, so the sneak is up. Yeah, so, like... Yeah.
Funny enough, I have a story right here about a man killing a coyote with his bare hands.
Did you Google that?
I teased it in the beginning of this episode.
Are you serious? And it naturally got there?
Yep.
I mean, naturally is...
He did it.
This is how cool we are now, Joe.
That's why he pointed to me.
It's a whole different podcast.
He pointed to me to let me know that now it's time to get to that story.
You guys are real good at this.
So a man... Unfortunately, it was in Russia, and it was in... Are there wolves in the Sudan or Somalia? Probably not.
Probably.
No, wolves are like a forest animal.
So a man in Rhode Island was attacked by a coyote. The coyote bit him on the leg, and then he hit the coyote in the face and then pressed it to the ground, strangling it, and strangled a coyote.
Like an MMA move.
Yeah, like hit him with the fucking elbow and then cut off his air supply.
Like if a pit bull attacked me, like I'm not going to not get bit, right?
Oh, you're
like,
going to get fucked up.
You're going to get bit. But what you got to do is like when it's biting you, like you know, if it's biting your arm, you bring your arm down to the ground as low as you can and you put your knee on its neck until it's fucking not breathing anymore.
Right.
Like that's the way to do it.
And that's how, like, you're not boxing a bear. You're right. Like your best bet is what's the largest animal that I could cut off its air supply?
Do you think you could kill like a deer with just your hands and
strangling it? They got little necks.
A doe? Yes. A buck, it's going to be harder. Because those antlers, they fuck you.
A doe can be big, like a white doe.
I'm not saying size-wise, you know, like if you can get on its back and give it one of these.
If you get on its back, they're shifty as shit.
But
it's attacking you.
Yeah,
right,
like
you
are within striking distance.
Yeah.
But you're not like going to box a deer.
If you kick it really hard in the neck, you think you'd kill it right away?
Probably.
Yeah.
You think you'd kill a kangaroo?
Nope.
Oh. I don't know. I saw that guy box one. He did a pretty damn good job.
And that kangaroo is jacked.
Yeah. Dude. But if your dog's getting lit up by a kangaroo, you come swinging.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's a caveat with that story, though.
Okay.
All right. The coyote that bit him had rabies.
Oh.
Oh.
So if you get bit by something that has rabies... There's no cure for rabies, right?
You have to go get
There's one person that has survived rabies without getting the vaccine.
That's what I'm saying. You have to go get something. If you don't get something, it will kill you.
What's your timetable?
Quickly.
Hours?
Hours.
Oh,
very
really?
Quickly. Here's a fascinating fact about rabies. If you get rabies, do you know that you develop a fear of water.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get to.
It's the craziest thing I've ever fucking heard.
Have you ever watched a video of somebody that has rabies?
No.
It's insane. Like,
right. It's the most fucked up thing. It's absolutely insane because nobody knows how it, like, how it attacks you.
Because it does it so fast, you can't really study it.
And the foaming of the mouth is a result of, and I don't know if you have it up, but correct me if I'm wrong, it's a result of the fear of saliva and water. And so you can, and it hurts so hard, like bad to swallow, your face just starts to foam because you have developed this fear of swallowing.
It won't go down your pipe. Oh my God. I think the most common transmission of rabies to humans is through bats. And you know, a bat can bite you and like there's no mark, like there's no nothing.
Because
like
teeth are so small. Yeah.
You turn into a vampire.
and maybe that where that myth comes from, because if you get rabies,
you
obviously get fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably true. God damn it. These Eastern European things, we're just solving them left and right. I want to apologize to our listeners because we've had several requests for Schaefer to be on this podcast.
And he officially said he's never
doing it. He refused to be on this podcast. Let's just say right now, he just messaged us about where are we eating dinner. And he won't come on the podcast, and he's legit 50 feet away from us.
Yes.
He can hear us through these fucking walls.
And these walls are thin.
Yes.
Going back to the Ponce, it's a great value hotel.
It is.
It's centrally located.
The boutique hotel.
If I bring my wife here, there is no chance I could stay at the Ponce. And it has nothing to do with the actual quality of the room because it's nice enough.
You heard me snoring.
I heard Steve snoring. I hear my neighbor's TV.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get any type of action...
Yeah, Jim doesn't want the whole floor hearing Nicole yelling at him.
That's true.
Is that what it is? It's like that was your barometer that you know you and the wife are going to like hook up in the hotel room?
If I'm going on vacation, I hope that is a part of the vacation. It might not... it's not going to be the central theme.
Yeah.
40-some. But
I mean, but walking into a hotel room...
It is definitely like a aphrodisiac kind of thing.
If you're in a new relationship, this hotel is not dropping panties.
Oh, zero chance. Joe's panties might get dropped.
Disagree. I mean, I can walk through the store and almost had sex with one of you guys.
I will disagree that most females, if you're like, we're flying out of state, we are going to this hotel.
The Ponce.
We're going.
De Leon.
I mean, you can't say the Ponce de Leon without an accent. So you pull up, you think, this is.
We're getting Poncy.
What was the moment you knew that this hotel wasn't a five-star hotel? What was the point you knew?
When we booked it and it said one star.
Oh, it did say one star?
No. When I walked out of the elevator and the carpet. It's hard to explain, but it was a little too squishy.
Well, I think it's like a runner over hardwood, and you know that carpet has been over that hardwood for a long time, and that wood is soft underneath because it gets a little wet and it doesn't really dry all
that,
the way.
Well,
it's like balsa wood under there.
Yes, so that was like my first inclination. Joe, correct me on that.
Inkling.
Yes, but the moment that it really solidified it for me was when I walked into the bathroom, and I could. Be in the shower while pooping on the toilet while also washing my hands in the sink.
Have you ever stayed at one of those
like a cruise
boutique,
ship?
Boutique like micro hotels?
No.
They had so that like the entire bathroom is in the shower stall.
Oh really?
Well, that's like a cruise. You ever been on a cruise? I have, but
the cruise that I've been on, it's like the shower stall is separate.
The toilet's in the shower?
The toilet is in the shower.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. It's basically like the shower head is just... It's basically like the shower head is just in the corner of the bathroom and everything drains to the middle.
Now, in theory, that isn't like a horrible idea to me. If I can be on the toilet and get a nice warm shower at the same fucking time.
The moment I knew this hotel wasn't the like cream of the crop, five-star hotel... Was the fact that you had to open the door had a handle. I feel like every hotel you go into, it's like a...
It's electronic key.
No, the main door when you come into the hotel.
Oh.
You gotta, like, open the door.
It's a big-ass old wooden door. It's a historic building, so I mean, they might not be able to change that.
That's the character. That's the character.
All right. Then maybe that...
These floors are older than our parents.
Actually, I like the hardwood floors.
Yeah, I do too.
We are going to go out to have a little food.
A little bit of fun. So, thanks for having me, guys. It's fun, as always.
Joe, you're always welcome because you're part of the original.
Thanks for hanging out with us, and we appreciate it every single time. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode on location, and if you did, let us know because we will take more vacations just to record an episode.
Just for your
Record with more of a buzz.
All right, guys. I'm Jim.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Joe.
We'll see you next week.
Whoa. Yo, it comes.